Bienvenidos. Welcome to the Get Engaged podcast, produced by the Community Advancement Network, based in Austin, Texas. Get Engaged is a community calendar highlighting opportunities to get informed, get connected, and get engaged on efforts aimed at advancing equity, opportunity, and community well-being in Austin, Travis County, and Central Texas. I'm your host for today's program, Raul Alvarez, Executive Director for CAN. This podcast outlines several engagement opportunities through Sunday, May 8th. To access all event information in this podcast, visit our website, canatx.org, and click on podcast. You have to scroll past the podcast episode list to find the calendar. We'll start with a couple of activities through which you can get free legal advice. Since it is the first week of the month, the legal line offered by the Lawyer Referral Service is available on Wednesday from 5:30 to 7:30. Call 512-472-8303 to get free legal advice. And on Thursday at 5 p.m., the Lawyer Referral Service, the same group, holds a legal clinic for small businesses, creatives, cooperatives, and nonprofits as part of Small Business Week. More on Small Business Week shortly in this podcast. In terms of workforce opportunities for our youth, E4Youth holds its annual showcase and awards on Wednesday. E4Youth uses the arts, sciences, and technology to help underserved youth bridge the gap into the creative economy. Attendees will be able to view high school student portfolios and experience virtual and augmented reality projects that take on Austin's history and culture. We'll stay with arts and culture for a bit. The Carver Cultural Center hosts a couple of exciting opportunities this week, both on May 5th. The first is a recurring event that takes place every Thursday at 4:30 p.m. this month, and that is the Lanaya Drum and Dance Program. This Thursday at 7, also at the Carver Cultural Center, they will host Create and Heal, the Art of Happiness. Visual artist Samara Barks will help participants explore the art of happiness in a hands-on watercolor workshop and conversation. The Emma Barrientos Cultural Center hosts Un Taller Abierto, or an open workshop, which will be a painting workshop hosted by arts instructor Miguel Angel Santana once a month starting May 6th. On the first Friday of the month through December. It wouldn't be proper to fail to mention Mother's Day, which is on May 8th this year. There are a couple of events to consider for a night out with Mom. Monsoon Arts and Yoga hosts Bollywood in the Park on Saturday, May 7th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enjoy Bollywood dance workshops and performances, a Mother's Day photo booth, Indian food trucks, and other vendors. And on Mother's Day itself, Sunday, May 8th, the Austin Symphony Band hosts a free Mother's Day themed concert on the south steps of the Texas State Capitol starting at 7 p.m. I now shift back to provide more details about Small Business Week, organized by the City of Austin. I'll share a few highlights, but be sure to check the calendar for more details. On Monday, there is the State of Small Business Report and the Austin Small Business Awards. On Tuesday, there are workshops on securing financing and healthcare for your business. On Wednesday, there are sessions on starting a business and also on navigating the city processes for commercial development. And on Thursday and Friday, I'll note that there are opportunities for receiving business coaching. This next series of events also relate to economic opportunity. Workforce Solutions Capital Area holds regular career training orientation sessions in high need and high demand industries. There's a career training orientation for healthcare on Monday, May 2nd, a career training orientation for information technology on Wednesday, May 4th, and a career training orientation for advanced manufacturing and skilled trades on May 6th. For those of you who may be in job search mode, on Thursday there are several opportunities to to connect with employers, including virtual job fair hosted by Analytics Fair. There's also a fair relating to jobs, working with nonprofits, and several virtual job expos hosted by the group Virtual that has opportunities to engage around healthcare jobs, manufacturing jobs, and jobs in the energy industry. And also on the economic opportunity front, a place to go to help kick off your job search is the Goodwill Launchpad Club. The group meets every Friday at 9:30 a.m. We also want to support local entrepreneurs by highlighting artisan markets and farmers markets. We will highlight a few of these upcoming markets, but check the calendar for a full list. Of course, we have the two recurring farmers markets hosted by the Sustainable Food Center on Saturdays near Republic Square downtown and in Sunset Valley at the Tony Berger Center. The Texas Farmers Market sets up at Mueller on Sunday mornings, and the SoCo Farmers and Makers Market is always an option week to week on South Congress, of course. In terms of artisan markets this week, on May 5th, there is a Cinco de Mayo market at the Daiquiri Factory. The Austin Flea is at De Nada Cantina on Saturday, May 7th. Also May 7th, there is a Mother's Day themed market at the Paper and Craft Pantry. And Blue Genie Art Bazaar is holding its May market all month long from now through May 30th. So check that out. You have several opportunities. And finally, the artisan market that outdoes all artisan markets is upon us. Pecan Street Festival weekend is in downtown Austin this weekend, or this coming weekend, May 7th and 8th. Pecan Street is the largest free arts and crafts festival in Central Texas, featuring 300-plus artisan vendors, live music on three stages, food vendors, kids rides, street performers, and more. On Austin's famous 6th Street, between Brazos and IH-35, is where you can find all of this fun activities. And the hours are Saturday from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. and Sunday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Now for our fun and free feature for the week. It relates to the start of Asian and Pacific American Heritage Month. The Chinese American Network of Austin hosts the 2022 Austin Chinese Culture Fest at the Brentwood Christian School on Saturday, May 7th. This is a big party with authentic food, games, crafts, and cultural performances. As the organizers put it, let's not only celebrate Mother's Day and Asian Heritage Month, but also celebrate together the end of COVID with some loud dragon dances, lion roars, and Chinese gongs. I'll end the podcast by highlighting the fact that May is also Older Americans Month. Age-friendly Austin holds a kickoff event for Older Americans Month on Saturday, May 7th at the Conley Guerrero Senior Activity Center, featuring entertainment, community resource booths, cultural arts activities and performances, community awards, presentations, and more. Well, there you have it, the latest edition of CAN's Get Engaged podcast. Please share with us information about any events that you would like for us to highlight on the podcast in the future. And please be sure to stay engaged, stay healthy, and stay strong. The opinions expressed in Get Engaged do not necessarily represent the views of CAN and or any individuals or organizations directly affiliated with CAN. Hasta la próxima. Until next time.